Now I'll get back on the second half of World Watchers program number 836. This is an article out of England by a professor who did some other work. His name is Dan Plesch, P-L-E-S-C-H. Does the U.S. have the neutron bomb? And according to this account, he wrote in Great Britain that the neutron bombs can be brought over to Europe within a few hours in a case of crisis, and they are seen as the overall modernization program of the Theater of Nuclear Force, the TNF, which comprises of three things. One, extended range, how far you can shoot it, greater precision, how you won't miss it, and three, larger explosive power, how you can do the most damage. And these neutrons can be delivered either by airplane or by lance or Pershing missiles. And according to this article, that it's from Frankfurt, said that according to the study, some of the conventional nuclear weapons can also be equipped in the nuclear weapons with the neutron warheads by building a special electronic device into them, which can be transformed into a neutron warhead. And this Mr. Dan Plesch, the author of this studies, has talked about the modernization of NATO. Again, the head of NATO is now going to be from the German Ministry of Defense. And nuclear weapons could be used at the onset of any conflict, but neutron bombs would be available. Another article out of magazine Wiener, W-E-I-N-E-R, Wiener, July 1987, on neutron bombs. Concealed, the headline translating it. I have the German here, but the translation is concealed, the deployment of neutron weapons in the German Republic. The article said the military refers to the new warheads as W.79 warheads. They are called enhanced radiation warheads. July 1987, Wiener published an article based on research similar to the one in England by Daniel Plesch. He wrote the one previously, the other article I shared with you. And they cited, in addition, material in the London Guardian and enhanced what he had said in the other article about the 300 neutrons waiting at the U.S. Air Force Base in Ramsten in Germany. And I got a map from Germany, and this lady sent me a, well, it's unbelievable, the tanks and the army camps. I think America has 380 military bases. In Germany, the whole map is just marked off with tanks all aimed at the Soviet Union. They're not aimed over to France or up to England, or all these tanks have their guns aimed at the Soviet Union. And it really is scary, because Mr. Gorbachev made some statement that in one of these articles says, you know, you may hit us, but we won't kill all of them, but it's going to be very messy when we release, you know, what we have to back at you if this nuclear confrontation takes place. But now we want to put the neutrons into the nuclear warheads. The article said the British Parliament, as well as the German Bundestag, were deceived for a long time. We know the British were, and the Germans were too. While NATO, under Lord Carrington, that's Kissinger Associates, propagated a one-sided disarmament of 1,400 nuclear warheads, in reality of being able to modernize the nuclear arsenal, it is now proceeding to be modernized. Many observers at Montebello suspected at the time of a conference they had in 1983 that the decision was kept secret in order to prevent a public debate on the subject, such as the one that took place over the cruise missiles. At the NATO Nuclear Planning Group meeting in Stavanger, Norway, in the middle of May, much talk, for publicity's sake, was made about zero option. But in reality, discussions resolved not only dismantling nuclear weapons, that wasn't what the discussions were mainly about. It was modernizing the program and modernizing the weapons. If you dismantle one, you modernize the others. The Frankfurt Allgemeine Zeitung correspondent pointed out that it would be some time before the public realized that yes, in quotes, to zero option would only mean newer and technically differentiated weapons. NATO is now going to continue and work on the zero option, making new weapons at the same time. And much of the new weapons include, as I say, the neutron bomb. Now, another long article published in Germany, July 27, 1987, two full pages, the top down. The first report of the French neutron bomb and its deployment into West Germany with the second key. That's the ability of Germany to make decisions on where it goes. Germany will have a choice in its use. The neutron bomb is a tactical bomb. It is to be mounted on the Hades missile, a short-range missile. France's leading military experts in the three largest parties are unanimous regarding French-German cooperation into the military area. Mr. Herney does not exclude equipping the German missile with the German army with the Hades missile. The Liberal Party's defense expert, Mr. Dayet, agreed that deployment of the Hades is now, up to now, has been no official approval of Mitterrand, but it could, as I say, be done in private, and that would be legal. France says they were going to make the neutron bomb to protect Germany. That's their reason. Is a neutron bomb being produced? The article asks. That's the question of the moment. While Mr. Mesmer, the gentleman I mentioned before, denies it, as does Herneau, there's something that cannot be hidden in the defense budget. It required Mitterrand's signature. The defense minister, Giraud, explained in April that one should not let uncertainty regarding production of the neutron bomb reign. Speaker of the defense ministry, Mr. Fauve, answered to the question as to whether the public would be informed of any decision regarding productions. The answer is no. The public will be no longer informed. With all of this information on my desk, I listened very carefully to the entire proceedings, that as much as we could get from the summit, and I didn't hear the word neutron mentioned. If I'm wrong, call me up on the talk show part of the program, or if you get this broadcast from other places, let me know, write to me, and let me know if you heard neutron mentioned. This article says the political defense decisions of the president in France may be kept secret. Germany's agreement of deployment, with the exception of a few dissenting voices, who voted for the neutron bomb overwhelmingly. President Jimmy Carter gave in to the Americans and European peace movement when he decided not to build it or have them deployed in Europe. One won't be able to depend upon the same reaction from a French president again. Everything is going more military, not less, and that's a little bit scary. We don't have to tell you. We made a mistake last time. You made a fuss. We don't want the fuss. And we've learned our lesson, so now we'll do what we want, and what are you going to do about it? The French nuclear strategy, according to this article, is changing correspondingly to the refinement of the nuclear weapon technology. They are now in a position to produce a neutron. French strategy is gearing up to a forward defense, which is actually an offense. If you go too much forward, you're right in the laps of the Soviet Union. Since de Gaulle's time, France had tried to reach the standard of great power in the nuclear arms race. The strategists question the problem of validity, credibility of the old force de frappe, since it takes into account the immediate total destruction of the enemy. That was the problem. France requires a change in the doctrine of deterrence. This is impossible without an approach to bond Germany. West Germany is more attractive to French weapons industry. West Germany's strategic position makes it of utmost and foremost importance for France. The tests of the neutron bomb have concluded that everything is ready, and public opinion stands behind this. And this article continued, the only thing lacking, and they repeat this in every article that was in Germany, was the signature of Mitterrand. Then they repeat again that it could be kept secret and you wouldn't know it. Politicians such as Herneau and Mesmer regard the double zero position as a challenge. Mr. Gorbachev's proposals have created confusion in Europe. The Hades missile has a range of 350 kilometers, as I said. And this article said it is envisioned as the carrier of the neutron bomb, and that is why France was doing tests in Moreau in South Pacific in the 1980s. Another article from TAZ, the newspaper in Germany, July 29th. The deployment of the neutron bomb is a topic for Bonn, Germany. French people suggest the deployment for Germans, and the Germans are temporarily, this article says, against the deployment. Opposition in the discussion takes a coldly calculated sabotage of Geneva talks. However, there was a meeting at the Stockholm Peace Group called the CIPRI, S-I-P-R-I, and discussion of the deployment of the neutron bomb came up. It marks a sharp policy turn from the French policy, which was never to allow a German finger on the nuclear or the neutron trigger. Then there was another article out of Germany on the neutron bomb. There were three more. One says, this is reporter Von George Blum from Germany. The neutron bomb, who is helping to build it? A considerable part of the plutonium of the French neutron bomb will be produced in the fast breeder Super Phoenix at Malville with German cooperation. Now, Phoenix was arising from the ashes, the legend arising from the ashes. Phoenix could be the Germans rising out of the ashes of World War I or II. The Phoenix program in Vietnam was one of defoliating the villages, killing women, children, elderly, not people in battle, as we usually think of it. People dropped out of airplanes, cut up alive, ears cut off for souvenirs. With the help of many people from Germany who worked with our special forces, the Green Beret, the Delta Forces. And I think it's interesting that France has a neutron bomb super, the breeder called the Super Phoenix, that will be part of the plutonium or is already. The cost of the Super Phoenix can only be justified by its potential military function. The Melville plant had a malfunction and was shut off in June 87. Should one day the German utility company, RWE, partly owned by the German government, actually be participating in the military part of Phoenix, then Germany would be in danger of violating the non-proliferation treaty. And there's talk of Germany helping with the Phoenix in France and with the buildup of the parts necessary to make the neutron bomb. And it gets a little scary, the cooperation of these two, with the new head of NATO, as I say, coming from the German Defense Forces. Another story published in Hanover, October 23rd, 1987, about Mitterrand and the neutron bomb. France is able to build the neutron bomb anytime it wants to. Mr. Mitterrand is negotiating with Helmut Kohl. At the close of a four-day visit with Kohl, Mitterrand stated he hoped his country would never have to build the bomb because of any threat, since it would truly be hell if he had to do this, build the bomb. Well, they've already been deployed in Germany, according to some of the newspapers. And he said it, because of a threat that would happen. Well, you don't need a threat to make them, because he's tested them. They have them. We have them. And I believe we tested them with Israel and Cameroon. Then a letter I got from this friend of mine, part of the letter that accompanied all this information. As you will see from these articles, the neutron bomb is already here in West Germany. The map I send you shows you the location of just where the new weapons, the W-79s, are going. They apparently are nothing other than the neutron bombs. A former Pershing II soldier who defected to Germany, to the German side, after 12 years in the army, wants to be a German citizen, tells us the neutron bombs are not only in Ramstein Base, R-A-M-S-T-I-N, near Luxembourg in the Rhineland-Pfalz area, but also in Siegelsbach, and one of the Pershing II sites is near that. The U.S. has more Pershing IIs here than the 108 they supposedly have. The enclosed map doesn't even show the Pershing II and cruise missile sites, which gives you an idea of the concentration of weapons here. And if you can visualize a Germany with over 300 American bases, that is what she sent me. Kecker Spots, K-E-C-K-E-R-S-P-A-T-Z, translated the Bold Sparrow, is the title of the program about the neutron bomb. There are denials about the neutron bomb, but obviously Mitterrand and Kohl have decided what to do. The peace movement, according to some of these people, has no just cause to relax again, and she warns us in the United States, don't get secure. This letter came November 22nd, just shortly, a while ago. Don't be secure about any peace agreement between Mr. Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan. That you have to be alert. Don't relax because of this deployment and the bringing in more troops to Germany constantly. She said it's just unbelievable what's going on there at the present time. She said a lot of facts belie very good intentions. All the cruise missile and Pershing 2 sites are being built up. There are new coming and goings over here. The reduction agreement is ready to be signed, but you wouldn't know it. Canadians, in their defense, called the White Paper for 1987 this year, are sending personnel and equipment from Norway, and they're concentrating it in South Germany by way of Norway, with 18,000 people moving from Canada. 6,700 are soldiers, and the rest are family. They will live in the Black Forest area. Up to 2 years ago, Canadian presence in Germany was minimal. The plans are now to triple, to enable a deep strike into the enemy. The description of the measures being taken are quite impressive. There are 37 airports in Germany and airfields now under discussion for expansion and elongation. This includes not only military, but civilian airports as well. 550 new shelters and bunkers and garages are being built. They're on the draft board, and each one costs $3 million each. 550 shelters, $3 million each. This is something we don't get in this country. It's hard to visualize what this means, with over $1 billion in bunkers being built in Germany. Last week, I mentioned the Armageddon in Switzerland and how they're prepared for war and the bunkers that they built for the Swiss citizens. This friend continued, they will continue to be built according to NATO norm. Construction for survivability, like Switzerland, is 7 days in the event of nuclear or chemical warfare. If Spain kicks out the F-16s, there are contingent plans to also bring them to Ramstein. The specter of Euro-militarism is raising its ominous head. The West European Union is being reactivated, and for the first time, there are joint German-French maneuvers under the name, Bold Sparrow is the Kuiper Spots, the joint maneuvers, and you've read about them in the newspaper. So if you see a map of Germany, such as she sent to me, you can't help but wonder just exactly what this means with the airstrips, the bunkers, and the peace talk that was going on is similar or identical to the Hitler-Stalin pact. That's when Adolf Hitler made agreements with Stalin. Both of them knew war was inevitable, but they were biding their time to get their armies ready. And I believe that this is what is happening at the present time, while the people that arrange the manipulations for these events get on television, face the nation, and meet the press, and the Sunday shows and the talk shows, Henry Kissinger and Richard Pearl, and you know the cast of characters. They're all out there giving their expertise, the big new Brzezinski, Jane Kirkpatrick. Their policy is going on. They know what we're sending to Europe. They know what Europe is doing. And the Hitler-Stalin pact shouldn't have given very many people much relief at the time that it took place. But we're reliving everything a second time. And having it a second time is worse, because now we have the lesson of history. And you know what the great philosopher Santana said about, if you don't take care of business, it will happen again. That's to paraphrase that famous quotation, that if you don't take care of history, it will happen again. Now, I thought I would give you a couple of light broadcasts. This is a light broadcast. The occult, the human sacrifices, and the linkage to the Defense Department, to Heinrich Himmler. We're taking a 3-week break on that so that over Christmas and New Year's things won't be too heavy. So just talking about the neutron bombs in Europe is a subject that I thought I would share with you. Now, I've gotten a lot of calls on the talk show part, and I've mentioned NutraSweet. I thought with the holidays coming up, and if you're concerned about getting too much sugar, let me warn you, maybe because I like sugar, that NutraSweet is a very dangerous substance. And don't be fooled by it, and don't think that you're going to be thinner or lose weight. You might be thinner by getting it, but look at your soft drinks. There are drinks like Craigmont and some of those drinks that don't have it marked. There's hot chocolate drinks that don't have NutraSweet. There are food products that don't have it. And I tell everybody I know, when I've put it on broadcast before, don't go to NutraSweet. Now, a friend, listener, sent me a sheet on a subject of NutraSweet, and I'll share that with you for the remaining of the program and give you the source of information. It's a report to the consumer. Ida Honoroff, maybe you've heard of her, H-O-N-O-R-O-F, P.O. Box 346, Cutton, California, C-U-T-T-E-N, 95534. She has a newsletter, and I'm giving you the address because I only have about five more minutes before the program's over, so I don't have time to share it all or read as much as I can. And this is Volume 17, the last one, Issue 401, December 87, on the FDA cover-up on the hazards of NutraSweet. And also, for people that don't have a problem with sweets, like I do, other people do, she has a report to the consumer information bulletin. And if you send for it, the last one was January 86, at the same address, there's a special offer. Four-page reports are only 25 cents. And there's a $2 minimum order. And they've broken down the subjects here about chemicals in food, herbicides, chemicals in the future of man, aerosol sprays, asbestos, nitrous fumes, radiation of food. And there's a list of several hundred products that are dangerous, 402 products that are dangerous, and many would be important to your survival. Of course, there's things on Star Wars and against weapons, but the true cost of pesticides, radiation, can it cause cancer? And this goes into many, many hazardous waste problems. And this full list of 402 subjects, you can get the sheet and then order the ones you want. And I think, I know that you have to live defensively, at least if you want a long life. If you're old, I suppose it doesn't matter what you take in. But if you're young, after 20 years of what's in our environment, you can look for trouble if that Nutrom doesn't come. Also, there is a publication that called Environmental Action, and it's the address is 1525 New Hampshire Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C., 20036. And there's a picture in the advertisement of these newsletters. Guess who's coming to dinner? Cancer-causing pesticides in your salad, industrial solvents in a glass of water, toxic emissions in your air. You need information on these unwanted guests. Now, what she says about NutraSweet, back in 1973, the G.D. Searle Company, an international pharmaceutical firm located in Skokie, Illinois, the home base of the American Nazi Party, proposed the issuance of a food additive regulation for the safe use of aspartame, put in NutraSweet, in foods as a nutritive substance with intense sweetness and flavor-enhancing properties. Aspartame is 180 times as sweet as sugar, and according to G.D. Searle, when consumed, it metabolizes, I can't pronounce the word, as a protein, unlike sugar, which is metabolizes, that's the word, as a carbohydrate, metabolizes. One of the scientists who immediately challenged the safety of NutraSweet was Dr. John Olney, who teaches psychiatry and neuropathology at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, Missouri. Incidentally, the vice president of G.D. Searle was former deputy director of the CIA. For the past 20 years, the National Institute of Mental Health has paid part of his salary under a specific research grant exploring the effects of glutamic acid in laboratory animals, and also glutamate is one of the carbon atoms removed from aspartate, one of the two amino acids in aspartame. Only documented the MSG can cause specific lesions in the hypothalamus of the brains, and the important part about NutraSweet that I understand is the effect it does have on the brains, and it breaks the connective tissues of memory and so forth. I don't have time to go into the whole NutraSweet now, but I think if you're interested in the subject of that or food poisoning, I'll give the address again. Ida Honoroff, H-O-N-O-R-O-F, like honor, then off, Honoroff, P.O. Box 346, Cutton, C-U-T-T-E-N, California, 95534. Write and ask for her recent bulletin on NutraSweet, which is very much in the news, and there have been a lot of studies and congressional hearings, which are continuously covered up, but I'm very leery of it, and I've seen diagrams of how it does affect the brain and affects the memory. That is one of the most important parts about NutraSweet, is the fear of losing your memory, having the chemicals do this to you and breaking apart those things that hold your past days to your present, so that you have some semblance of continuity instead of becoming similar to the Alzheimer's disease, which takes away all your memory. I don't link those two, but I have believed for a long time that Alzheimer's disease is another manifestation of some of the games they're playing on us through various things in food and environment that are very dangerous. Now, I want to conclude this hour of World Watchers that was made possible in part by Aries Arts in the heart of Capitola Village, serving Santa Cruz's growing consciousness for over 20 years. Thank you very much for this part of the World Watchers program. And I'll be back with you. We'll sign off now for a little break, and then I'll be back with you to take the talk show part of the program, and you can participate in that with me.
Happy Christmas, Kyoko.
Happy Christmas, Julie.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is
so happy Christmas.